It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. Subway safety is a top concern among riders and a key issue in the race for governor. Last weekend, Mayor Eric Adams and Governor Kathy Hochul held an emergency press conference to announce more police officers will patrol the subway system. This follows several high-profile violent incidents. WNYC transportation reporter Stephen Nesson has been looking at the stats and joins us now to put it all in context. Stephen, good morning.
Good morning.
What can you tell us about danger on the subways?
Well, let's start with one of the worst crimes imaginable on the subway, murder. This year, there have been 9 murders. It's a lot. Last year at this time, there were 6. From January to September in 2020, there were 5. And in the years going back all the way to 1997, there were usually 1 or 2 a year, maybe 4 on a bad year. So it is way up. Another shocking crime that's increased in the subways is rape. There have been also 9 so far this year, compared to just 4 last year and 5 in 2020 and 3 in 2019 for the same period. So we have seen an increase in that as well. Felony assaults are also up, and they've been steadily increasing for several years now.
So that makes it sound like there is really a crime problem on the subway system. But you found there are other ways to look at the crime statistics?
Well, if you're only looking at felony crimes, those are the major crimes, you might hear people compare this year's statistics to last year's, and you would see there's a whopping 42% increase in subway crime. You may have heard that in other news reports. But if you compare felony crimes this year to 2019, that's the last time ridership was at a high. Crime is actually down 4%. That's because grand larcenies plummeted in 2020. That's early in the pandemic. Fewer riders on the subway means there were fewer smartphones to steal or people to stick up. And if you look at all crimes, including misdemeanors, there are just 39 more crimes in the subway this year compared to 2019. So it doesn't sound like a crime wave, does it? And just to look at it from a broader city perspective, there have been more shootings on playgrounds than in the subways. There have been 27 shootings on playgrounds so far this year compared to 14 in the transit system. You know, another way to look at it is it's also more dangerous to walk on the street. The New York City Department of Transportation reports there have been 88 pedestrians killed by vehicles so far this year. That's roughly one person killed every 3 days.
Increasing crime, as we know, is not isolated to New York City. It's a nationwide trend. But how does our city stack up to other places around the country?
Well, starting in 2020, there was a nationwide uptick in murders in cities and the suburbs. Assaults were also way up. It's too early to say exactly why, but it's likely connected to stress and disruptions from the pandemic. I spoke with Ames Grauert. He's a senior counsel at the Brennan Center's Justice Program. He looks at nationwide crime data and said New York is actually one of the safest big cities in the country. He says the whole country does have a problem, and it's specifically with gun violence.
We have a problem that calls for clear-headed, careful policymaking, attention to what communities need, attention to what communities are saying they need to feel safe and secure. Reverting to panic does not serve those goals and might not end up advancing public safety in any real way.
So what are the city and the MTA doing to address public safety?
Well, the MTA is putting cameras on every subway car. They announced that recently, although it's only helpful after a crime occurs. They're not monitored in real time. The city is turning to what it often does, is adding more police to the subways. They announced Saturday that the city and state will actually split the cost of having 1,200 NYPD officers doing patrols of the subway as part of overtime duty. It's expected to cost millions of dollars. Last January, you may recall, Mayor Adams added hundreds of more officers to the subways. Last year, they added nearly 1,000. But there are other components. The state is supposed to be retraining mental health workers to assist the most mentally ill people in the subway system, offer them in and outpatient care. And earlier this year, the state teamed up with the city to offer shelter to the homeless.
You've reported, Stephen, that the MTA is taking subway crime seriously for reasons other than just making sure riders feel safe.
Well, they definitely care about safety. But in MTA surveys, current and lapsed riders have both cited subway safety as a top concern. Of course, people who regularly ride find it's not actually as dangerous as people who have avoided the train since the pandemic. But The MTA needs people to return to the subway because it needs the money from fares. Even on the best days, with more than 3 million riders these days, that's still a little less than 60% of pre-pandemic ridership. The agency is staggering toward what it calls a fiscal cliff in 4 years. That means if riders don't return in greater numbers, it could be more than $4 billion short. The MTA is just now starting to think about how to make up for those losses. But yes, keeping the subway safe and creating a sense of security remains a top priority of theirs.
For more reasons than one, Stephen Nesson is WNYC's transportation reporter. Stephen, thank you.
Thank you, Michael.